We are sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the Chevy Silverado HD. Experience life in HD. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. Two words that either make your mouth water,
yummy,
or make you want to gag.
Ew.
Pumpkin spice. The assault on our senses started several years ago with Starbucks and Dunkin' doing their coffee, and they're back.
Yes, people are excited, I think, for the coffees.
That is Jade Yan, a reporter for Ad Age based here in Chicago, obvious from her accent.
I'm from Hong Kong.
Oh, well, back to pumpkin spice, which has invaded pretty much every part of our lives.
There are some old favorites returning. Oreos is coming back with a pumpkin spice version, which it hasn't had for 5 years. There's also a new Goldfish collab with Dunkin'. They're coming out with pumpkin spice flavored Goldfish.
And for beverages, along with the flavored coffees, there are other drinks.
Four Hands Brewing is putting out pumpkin spice stout.
Nestle's Toll House Cookies?
Yes, they're putting out pumpkin spice cookie dough with white chocolate chips.
Jell-O?
Yes, Jell-O's also doing pumpkin spice pudding.
And you wrote about pumpkin spice cup of noodles?
Yes, there was a video on the Twitter of them putting whipped cream on the cup noodle.
Well, that seems wrong. There are a lot of things that we don't eat or drink, like
a pumpkin spice scented body butter, pumpkin spice dish soap.
And on and on. Come September, pumpkin spice will be coming at us from every direction. And by the way, there's little, if any, real pumpkin in pumpkin spice. It's mostly a concoction that fools your brain into thinking that you're tasting pumpkin. Oh, and if you're really into it and you want to make some money,
the personal finance website Finance Buzz is asking for someone to taste test all of Trader Joe's Pumpkin Palooza products, and you get paid for it.
You can read more and see more in Jade Yan's report at adage.com. From the dairy farm to your belly, today's National Ice Cream Pie Day. Yeah, there's probably a pumpkin spice one of those somewhere. It's also National Fajita Day and National Pinot Noir Day. That's the business of food on 720 WGN.